Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
On today's wrestling news, AEW sign Mark Henry, Lio Rush, and more. We've got a new AEW Women's Champion, and Cody Rhodes is teasing some new AEW titles. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil Chambers, and I am on my own on this Monday because it's a bank holiday here in the UK, and every other bugger has the day off apart from me. So good stuff. Before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, and links to each story is in the description below, so click the timestamps and away you go. But first up, obviously, AEW Double or Nothing was last night, and we've got loads of news coming out of that, starting with, well, I guess a bunch of matches and segments were announced for Dynamite, which is going to be on Friday again this week because of the basketball playoffs. So Dustin Rhodes versus Nick Comoroto in a bull rope match was announced. The Young Bucks versus Pac and Penta in a non-title match was also announced. Cody Rhodes and Lee Johnson versus QT Marshall and Anthony Ogogo was also announced. But I guess the biggest announcement of all of these is that Mark Henry, the world's strongest man, has signed as a coach and announcer. And he's going to be the announcer for AEW Rampage. Tony Schiavone came out last night and announced it. Mark Henry just kind of came out on the rampway to kind of soak up the crowd reaction, I guess. But he didn't actually say anything, and it has been announced that he will speak for the first time on Dynamite this Friday. Good stuff. This seems like a very sort of Paul White-esque move that they got for AEW Dark Elevation. And now they're getting Mark Henry for AEW Rampage. I think he's going to be a great addition to AEW, the vast amounts of knowledge and experience that he has and will be able to pass on to the new crop of talent that they've got over there. It's all good stuff, but he's not the only person that AEW have signed, because Lio Rush was the Joker in the Casino Battle Royal last night. He wasn't exactly in the match very long, but he came in, he got all his stuff in, and then he got eliminated later on. Obviously, he used to be with WWE. He was released back in April of 2020, but he has been working pretty solidly since then. He's done a lot for GCW. He was in the New Japan Super J Cup. He was also the AAA Cruiserweight Champion and MLW Middleweight Champion at the same time. But now he's finally made his way into AEW. Very excited to see what he does on AEW. He is a fantastic talent. Fits in so well with AEW. It's going to be really, really fun to see what they do over there. But they aren't even the only people that they've been signing, because they've also signed the tag team Bear Country and also Mark Sterling to full-time contracts. Mark Sterling was MJF's lawyer back when he was feuding with Jon Moxley, and now he's obviously Jade Cargill's manager. So he has been signed full-time, and Bear Boulder and Bear Bronson debuted for AEW Dark back in December, and they've been making regular appearances since then. They've been signed as well. It's likely that all of these people were under the company's Tier Zero contracts, which is just a sort of base per appearance deal that they have, and now they've been moved to what they call the Tier One, which is their base contractor agreement. So they are full time for AEW. So lots of new and exciting stuff coming forward for AEW. I expect to see a lot more of these people as the days go on. But as well, speaking of ex-WWE stars and appearances on AEW, Kacy Lee, you might know her as Peyton Royce, was in the crowd last night. You found kind of sneaked a pic of her, to which Kacy replied on Twitter that you could have just asked for a pic, bro. Which is fair, don't go sneaking pictures, just go and ask them. But yeah, she was there. I wouldn't expect this as an AEW signing just yet, but she was obviously there to support her husband, Sean Spears. But yeah, just an interesting little tidbit. But also on Double or Nothing last night, Britt Baker won the Women's Championship in a fantastic match against Hikaru Shida. So we do have a new AEW Women's Champion. She got the Lockjaw in, she made Shida tap out, and she celebrated in the ring with Rebel, and Tony Schiavone came in for a hug. It was all really good stuff, and it was also announced that on AEW Dynamite on Friday, remember, Britt Baker is going to have a championship celebration on Dynamite on Friday, so that should be really good fun as well. But yeah, fantastic stuff for Britt Baker. She has earned this so much. She's been one of the most entertaining things on Dynamite for a long, long, long time. And I'm really excited to see what they do with her in a championship position. But speaking of championships as well, Cody had a media call just before AEW Double or Nothing, and he has been teasing some new championships for AEW. I've got a quote from it. He just says that the TBS title has not been discussed yet, but another title, as a lot of people can guess, has been the title that has been more discussed about potentially coming in the future. I'll let you all speculate on what that is. Hint, hint, we have a lot of people, teams on the roster. So you've got to imagine that this is the Trios titles that has been long rumoured for AEW and would be a perfect fit over there with the amount of sort of groups and factions and just the sheer amount of talent that they have over there, and would be really, really good fun and something a little bit different for sort of American mainstream wrestling television as well. But he also goes on to say, kind of never say never with a possible TBS title. I've got another quote. He just says, you never know. Remember, the origins of the TNT title was Warner Media, our television partner and provider, was the one that they wanted us to have. That was the first in all of wrestling for your partner in the space to say, hey, look, we'd like you to represent us, which is why we'll keep it the TNT title throughout its time. It's my favorite belt in all of wrestling. So I guess never say never to a possible TBS title down the line, something specific for AEW Rampage maybe, but we'll have to wait and see for that. But yeah, the Trios titles, looks like it is going to be happening at some point soon. And yeah, I can't wait because there's just so many teams and so much talent over there that would be so much fun. And something very different, like I say, for American wrestling TV that we haven't seen before. And yeah, we'll stand out. And yeah, they've got by far enough talent to make this work. But yeah, that was today's wrestling news. Thank you very much for joining me. If you want, you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me at Fill My Chambers. You can follow all of us at What Culture WWE. Ups and Downs is to come next. It'll be up about 2 p.m. on the channel as Simon Miller reviews everything happening at AEW Double or Nothing last night. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And I assume Wilborn will have some kind of podcast up tomorrow because everyone's off today. So you'll have to wait till tomorrow for the podcast review. If you want some live reactions straight after the show, go and watch What Went Down that Nicholas and Ben Roy made right after the show last night. I'm sure very, very tired because they were up very late for that show. But go check that out. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.